The Reset.
You're listening to The Reset with Rain and Remix.
Live every Wednesday.
You're listening to The Reset with Rain and
at
Remix.
At 6:30 p.m.
You're listening to The Reset with Rain and Remix.
So stay tuned,
because we just getting started.
On The Reset, live every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m.
Welcome to another Slaptaculous segment of The Reset with your hip-hop culture specialist, Rain and Remix. We in the building, hoovering over. You know what it is. It's the big question.
Mm.
Is the American dream a bona fide nightmare?
Well,
are you sleepwalking? You know, any of those questions. Just kidding. Welcome to another one.
Okay, then.
How you doing, Remix?
I'm doing all right. Let me see the prompter.
Okay.
The teleprompter right there.
Take it.
It says that it is Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, 6:30-ish. You got a few minutes. The conversation went deep last week, so deep that we still down there in the rabbit hole trying to figure some things out.
So deep, you can follow us on YouTube. Just search In Your Lap, InYOLAP. You can look up The Reset. Better yet, look up Rain and Remix, one word, Rain and Remix.
Yeah, what she's saying is, if this is your first time listening to The Reset, you need to go back. They on YouTube. I would start with, if this your first episode, I would go to, I'm going to say, how about the last Wednesday of the month of April? We did a awesome show.
Right.
We gave out awesome surprises, as I'm going to call them, because they didn't know they was going to win. And we're going to keep that tradition going. So I'm going to help everybody out as much as I can. Just Get Chicken With It is offering a free raffle ticket.
Okay.
All you got to do is leave a comment to this awesome ongoing conversation we having. And it's kind of like that simple.
Right. And you just
follow,
get entered.
Follow the Just Get Chicken With It page on Facebook for further information if you was the one to leave a comment. Boom.
And most of this is done on Facebook. So go ahead, press your luck. Nothing like getting something free. Try a new product. If you are a small business, hit us up. Send your information to inyourlap@gmail.com. That's I-N-Y. Because we want to feature you on one of our great, great Reset episodes.
Okay.
And The Reset, again, if you're new, was all about 2021 coming in strong, coming in, you know, a little bit meaner than before, prepared. You know, you got your knapsack. You ready?
Mm.
You got your boots.
And your mask.
And you ready. And we here to keep that conversation going of your readiness, I'm going to say, your preparedness.
Wow.
Hit us up if you want to talk to Rain or Remix. Ask us some questions. 515-602-9667. Today's topic, we got, what we talking about?
Some of this and some of that.
We talking about gas. We talking about goons.
What?
And we also talking about goals. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I might go backwards. Goals, you know, it's hard to put together sometimes.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
When you are part of a society that is
come on. Come on.
In, you know, determined to continue to program its people into a certain frame and set of mind to actually get a large group of a smaller sector to believe things, and also while controlling other sectors and believing other things. And all of these functionings are happening at the same time. Goals are hard to do for the average person. Am I going to see 2022? Are my children going to be able to be a doctor as we knew it? Things are changing. The nursing fields, there's more fear there. If you become a nurse, you're like a soldier now. When you was just a kind person who liked to take care of people.
Hey, you just helped me out.
You're on the front line now, Nurse Kim, and we appreciate your participation. I don't know no army words.
Your service. Your services.
What you guys think out there? I mean, well, Remix, my fault.
No, I think you just triggered
I'm looking out the window and you right here.
You triggered my whole train of thoughts because with the intellect, and I'm going to say it like that because, you know, we need to know more than what we know. Without seeking, you will never find. And I'm going to say it like that. But you got to understand that goals is something we need. Without goals, it's kind of like, well, you know, I'm an athlete in mind, so I can only relate to you ain't going to go out there and shoot the ball 100 times, but you want to make it when you shoot it. You ain't going to go practice?
Right.
Practice. We all need practice. You know what I'm saying? Mm. What I do know is that I just set me a goal today. I probably shouldn't share with everybody.
Why not?
Because my goal, that's my goal. That's personal.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you should have personal goals. Now, I got some goals for everybody to hear. Here we go. That on the reset, we will have 2,000 listeners at one time before the month of June is over.
2,000?
At one time before the month of June is over. That's a goal we got. And see, I can tell everybody that goal.
Right. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that very clearly, especially with, you know, the upcoming topics. And, you know, next week is Hip Hop Appreciation Week. And you ain't even ready for Boot Camp I Got For You Remix. But, again, we're going to be kind of sleepy.
I stay ready.
Because I have a great project I'm working on called Young Black Males. And the theme song, Tupac's theme song. But what I'm going to be doing is interviewing several young black males from America who are rappers.
Whoa.
You know, or pursuing that. As I reach out to them, I'm going to make sure I have that impression that you're a rapper. And I'm going to ask them some questions. One of them being, is American Dream a Nightmare? Mm. I'm also going to ask them our other 50 questions that we do the last Wednesday of each month. And keep it real entertaining for you listening and get to know these artists, get to know what, but to see what's on the mind of young black male in America. It's my goal to do that. And that's where we're going to give back the Hip Hop Appreciation Week is every third week in May.
Okay.
That information is found in the Hip Hop Declaration of Peace, which is accessible per Google. Now, please don't get all your information in life from Google, but that being a PDF file document would probably be official. Yet seen anybody change the words of the Hip Hop Declaration of Peace?
Not yet. I ain't seen it.
Right.
Seen it.
So thank goodness for that. And speaking of that, we're gonna go ahead and, you know, pay some dues.
Which is, yeah.
I don't know if I got it. Well, I mean, I would like to drop down one of them declarations, but you know, they pick them up and keep going.
Is it the ninth principle? My favorite principle.
Your favorite principle is the ninth
principle.
Okay. Tells us that May 3rd is Rap Music Day.
Yes.
Hip hoppers are encouraged to dedicate their time and talent to self-development and for service to their communities. And every third week in May is Hip Hop Appreciation Week.
That's coming up.
That's what we're talking about. During this time, hip hoppers are encouraged to honor their ancestors, reflect upon their culture contributions, and appreciate the elements and principles of the hip hop culture. When it says reflect upon their culture contributions, it's speaking of your ancestors.
See what I'm saying?
You know, reflect on what they did to keep hip hop alive. November is Hip Hop History Month. During this time, hip hoppers are encouraged to participate in creating, learning, and honoring of hip hop's history and historical cultural contributions. And we always, in November, we always do like a short tour. Remix and I, just to, you know, keep that lifestyle going.
See, that's another one of my goals.
What's that?
Is to keep that lifestyle going. The Hip Hop Declaration of Peace. We stand on them 18 pieces of principles.
Right.
Mm. And like you said, if you feel interested, Froggy, go on and jump off into Google and search that. That's Hip Hop Declaration of Peace.
Of peace.
Like,
all right.
I want to ask a not like weird question. It's like left field.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know what the Sixth Amendment is?
The Sixth Amendment?
The Sixth Amendment. Like, we have these amendments to this great United States.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Constitutionally put together. You know what I mean? And they have these rules that they go by. Like, they call them amendments. Now, I don't have them in front of me.
Right.
I would like for one of y'all to call us up at 515-602-9667 and let's discuss the Sixth Amendment. Take some time, Google it, and hit me with the facts. I might got something for you.
Right. And so yeah, let's get into the gasoline. Gasoline.
You mean like petrol?
Yes.
Octane?
The gas prices are going up based upon the some type of breach or something.
Mm.
And Colonial's gas.
Break it down.
Prices. I'm, you know, I'm gonna stay layman's. I really don't know exactly what's going on, but there's a shortage. And you know, the average price of gas right now in America is $3. The colonial, so there's a pipeline. I keep trying to make colonial air, but the pipeline is a colonial pipeline. So, you know.
You got to turn that back on.
Hey.
What turned that for?
I don't know. A lot of people say it was an act of war. It's kind of hush-hush, really. I don't know. I don't watch TV, so I don't really know if it was delivered to us as an emergency. I mean, I know we realize now it is, but, you know, I don't understand why do you go gas up? Once again, we fall for the shenanigans. Why are you going to gas up when that gas is going to be always fluctuating? I don't know. We just respond to stuff based upon information. Well, like we're supposed to, but what if the information is not right? Or what if it's just not anything that you're involved in that affects you? You know what I'm saying? So did the gas prices affect you, Remix?
Yes, dramatically. I was trying to go get some petrol. I wasn't even driving one of my whips and just, you know, hopped out to get over the keys. I'm in the truck. Truck need gas. I pull up at my favorite spot, and guess what I had to do?
What?
Pull off.
Why?
I went in the store to get to pay for my little petrol, and the line was, like, circled around the store. It was in the store in the spiral.
Wow.
I couldn't do it. I walked right out of there.
Right. And when we rode past, there was no gas at our regular gas stop, too. And
wow,
it was, like you said,
it's kind of chaotic.
And, like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, ain't no mid-grade.
Like, you got to wait for the truck to come pump. And cars and businesses sit at the gas station and wait for that truck to get there because they can't do anything without it.
Don't get that high octane. Ain't none of that. Ain't none of that in Georgia.
So now I understand why the gas up. I understand now why the fill up. Because when it's out, you already have some,
right.
Especially if you're a business. Yes. Mm. So I know that greatly affected businesses that are using trucks and cars.
You got me 3/4 of a tank.
Mm. Yeah. So the gas price is going up. Now, that's just still another sign that we need to still stay on our emergency status, making sure we are fully supplied on the things we need in our homes. I'm an advocate of seeds, making sure you're teaching yourself and the younger people how to can and jar things just for fun. You know, if you're like bored, not doing that enough, or even that's something that you can use to reach back to your ancestors, or I'll take that back, you know, those who are alive right now who might know that old trade,
okay,
and can show it to you. That's something to go over their house about, because it won't take more than an hour of your busy social media time, you know, to spend with someone older to teach you how to jar stuff, because it's actually a great asset to have, and many people will be needing that information in the future if they haven't caught on to where America is headed. If you caught on or have an opinion to where America is headed, hit us up, 515-602-9667. You know, that's the conversation. The American dream right now, like I said, it's hard to set goals. You know, you have to really stay encouraged. That's my whole point. I mean, we don't know it. Some people are strong, getting up every day, still going to work. But no matter what, the things around you are affecting you subconsciously and maybe underlining. And, you know, you might be making decisions because you're not sure where we're going. And you're definitely changing your mind on vacations. You don't know when you're going to see your friend you used to visit every year because of the COVID and the driving and the vaccinations. Mm-hmm. And they're still going to push to where we need a vaccination to travel.
Right.
These things aren't just hoax. It could be just certain areas and certain places and stuff like that. So, yeah, we got to stay on it. We got to stay on the emergency pack. They're trying to push another flu on top of that one. So this, we're getting product after product, because to me, it's a product when you start to market it and you start advertising it. Because I seen the flu on the news. Mm-hmm. It was a logo.
No.
The man was standing, you know, how they show the news with the upper body. That's all you see. And he was talking, and next to him is that box where they keep the picture to keep your mind going as they're narrating. And it was the word flu, drawn like a logo with red behind it, like Tide or like one of your favorite products, Lay's. You know how Lay's got that white circle behind it and stuff flying everywhere? That's how they had the word flu. I'm thinking, what is going on? Like,
was that source real?
Who gets paid? It was the news.
Mm.
And who gets paid to make that graphic?
That's tough.
Put flu and decorate it. Okay, the word flu. Y'all, I don't know. I think about little small things like that, because that's what's going on. I mean, that is somebody's job, okay, guys? All right. And it is somebody's job to set propaganda. Mm. So stay safe. We still got that CMOS at inyourlap.biz, INYOLAP.biz. I don't do much shipping as I used to because I'm now just saturated in the ATL. But we still got those products there, the barbecue sauces there, strawberry barbecue sauce, by none other than Just Get Chicken With It. And, you know, Random Remix, keep up with us. If you, like I said, would like to do that, you can just scroll down to inyourlap.biz and put your name in and some information, press enter, and we got you.
Just like that.
Just like that.
It was, so I'm gonna try to stay keep it. Am I falling behind? We talked about goals.
Mm-hmm.
You hit us with some gas facts and told us why the gas so high. They over there in Jerusalem over there somewhere acting up. The beefing with each other. Okay. Now this other one, I'm a little confused. You know, you said some key G words, and I just, you know, Am I ready? I'm confused a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Because you talk, hold on, help me. Because you went from goals.
Right.
You know, and I let the world know one of my personal goals.
Yes.
I'm going to keep that hip-hop declaration a piece ongoing. Then you talked about the gas.
Yeah.
And that affected me, too. The gas prices is out of $3.62 or something down here. Mm-hmm. Way too much. Don't get mid-grade because they ain't got none in the dang thing.
Yeah,
anyway.
They don't even have any mid-grade or high-grade.
All right, I'm caught up. I'm with
so,
you.
So, all right, the Colonial Pipeline, though, the operator of the 5,500-mile conduit that runs from the Gulf Coast to New Jersey.
That's what's wrong.
It runs from the Gulf Coast to New Jersey. Closed the line last week following a ransomware attack. It closed late Friday. It has said it hoped to fully restore operations by later this week. U.S. officials linked the attack to a criminal gang known as the Dark Side.
Hold on.
Okay? So now I'm done with the gas stuff. I just wanted to put that simple layman's term of what's going on.
So you
right
me,
here in America, this is going on. This is not over there. This is right
you
here.
You telling me. And
right here on this land.
You telling me.
What?
That the Dark Side then infiltrated the spyware system and then put a virus and then close the pipe?
Right.
Nah.
That Colin Amrith and Jennifer, who write for the Wall Street Journal, said that the U.S. officials linked this to the Dark Side. Some criminal gang.
They better go.
That you know, they I guess technical, what's that called? Cyber.
Ain't Brad Pitt still doing Mission Impossible movies?
Like, you know what Neo was doing? Yeah, Brad Pitt. Yeah.
They better go call him up.
Right.
Because they got the hand. We need that gas back. It was almost at $2.50. We was getting the gas down.
Right.
Now it's back up $1. $1.10.
Okay. All right. So now I'm done with the gasoline.
Mm.
Gasoline. I'm done with the gasoline.
Petrol.
I don't know why I said gasoline. Is
89.
That a song?
Octane. It can be.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Do it again.
Gasoline.
Octane.
I said gasoline.
89.
Gasoline.
93.
I'm done with the gasoline.
93.
Okay. Mm. All right. So now, so you want to move on to Goons. I know.
I can't go on without illustrating what a goon is. Let me help y'all. Okay. I'm from a small town.
Mm-hmm.
A goon is somebody that will, A, look out for you when it's bad, okay? They will either, I went from A to 2, because the goon, it's hard to dictate a goon. The goon either going to help you out in a bad time, or you're going to have a bad time, and the goon going to do something to you.
So it's safe to say we're dealing with Ebonics here, or, you know, I want to say that like I'm caring, but are we dealing with our own wordplay, a word that we've changed the meaning to? Because I just looked up goon, and it was, course, the opposite. When we say goons, I'm going to get my goons. Those, I'm going to get real specific. That's, to me, you know, that's a male or female,
that's
really prepared to make the necessary moves it's going to take to get
mm-hmm.
whatever problems I'm
mm-hmm.
having solved.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I'm going to get my goons. Well, don't let me call my goons.
Mm.
All right. So goons here says silly, foolish, or eccentric.
There you go.
Now, I don't know how silly and foolish
eccentric
fits with
is.
Eccentric.
Right.
That's three faces. But, yeah, somebody outlandish. Yeah. So In North America, the word goon means a violent, aggressive person who was hired to intimidate or harm people. Boom, 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 boom. That might be my meaning. So it says a squad of goons waving their pistols. That's the example that they used as a definition. And then it got imbecile, an idiot, or, you know, something just derogatory. So we're talking about goons that we see every day. The young black males that are shooting each other every day. Let's just start digging a little deeper. Let me push that dirt over there. Get this land ready for this seed, all right? We're dealing with the young black males. A lot of them, and I'm going to say specifically Ohio and Georgia, are now toting the strap. And they're toting it based upon the laws that have been laid in the land. And I wanted to talk about that.
I don't think they really toting it because of the laws that was laid upon the land.
Well, I'm saying the legality of being able to have one, because I saw a young guy. He was hanging out, you know, somewhere I had to be. And he was hanging out by the door where I had to be. And so when I came up the steps, he came around the corner and he had moved his arm and he had a strap and it was out on his arm, unconcealed weapon. So I just was like, and the situation just was weird to me. It was like, I wasn't intimidated because, you know, I didn't even know him or whatever, but we had to communicate with each other because we were in passing. And it's like, oh, this goon got a whole strap and I don't have a strap.
That's because you're not a goon.
Right, but I don't want to be intimidated around goons because they have a strap.
No, see, I was going to help you out. Like goons are not bad. Like, goons
no,
got
they're
a bad
not, but
representation.
How is this making us feel that our young black boys are getting guns on the streets?
I mean, not like...
trading them, buying them. This is... There
not,
is...
Not like I'm about to argue with you, but this is a situation that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm an older guy. For you to be talking about guns, a younger guy, we was doing that back then, Gypsy Rain.
Right.
You just didn't know. You
right.
didn't know.
Right, and I'm addressing the issue. I knew then, yeah, because I wanted to tell a story, too, because one of my goon friends, you know, New Year's, you shoot the gun in the air, bow, bow.
Oh, yeah, don't shoot in the air. See,
I'm
that's
cool.
What's wrong. Somebody need to tell the goons to shoot in the ground.
Well, right, all right, I ain't going to say nothing that happened to me. And I'm just using the word goons being silly, guys, but you know what I'm saying. I hope so. You can paint the picture. But, yeah, so they were like, come on, Ray, shoot, shoot, giving me the strap, gun, whatever we want to call it, pistol. And I'm good, you know. He's like, nah, take it. Come on, shoot it. I was like, I said I was good. And do you know what he said?
What did he say?
He was like, man. You're going to let them kill me. We might be in a situation and you're going to let them kill me. And I was looking around like, let who?
Mm.
And so that's what I'm saying, that what we're seeing with a lot of violence, you know, in the streets. You know, how you feel about that today? You said we've been doing that since we were young, and we were. I mean, that's when it came.
I feel like it
real
been
strong that we were able to get a hold of them, right, as we grew up in America. I mean, and so... How do you feel that it's
I feel
still
like,
going on? That
I feel
still...
like it should have been somebody, not to hold our hand, hold my hand, but not like that's the world we live in. Why isn't there education for that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I was the little dude with the shotgun. Like, nobody showed me, told me how to carry it, clean it, none of that there. But I had to carry that. I could have been a statistic in my hometown
mm-hmm.
if I didn't carry that gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I wish I didn't have to live that life like the little dude you saw at the store.
Right.
We don't know his life, what he got going on. You can see on the news these cats is getting shot at. It ain't right to pick the gun up to protect yourself, but that's a avenue you cross when you come to that. Like, I know there's some homeowners that own straps that never had an issue.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope not, you know, but that's the part I want to talk about that, the fact that though that's the reason to have a gun is to protect the home. But why are young black boys walking around? And you explained it already, but that's where I was getting at. So
no
they're protecting
choice.
Themselves,
yeah.
Their home, their body.
Yeah, right now.
Just like you would your own home.
Right now.
And so, again, that brings a group of people that do not have this outlook
okay.
who have to survive in the same society, do
okay.
they need to get guns too?
I think it should be more of a, I'm going to say an educational piece. Because it's like, all right, You really don't want to buy the gun the way you buying it already. Like, you want to get it new. Like, it's you. You want a used gun? Like, what sense does that make? We buy used cars.
But we talking about guns they've never purchased at the store.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would you go, like, I'm an older guy, and I'm now see the logic of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some older, other people, too. I'm not the only one that's going to feel like these words I'm going to use. It needs
right.
to be. It need to be a set of rules. How about that? It's already laws set in place. You want to own a gun? You need to know the laws.
Right.
You need to know how to break your gun down. Like, the police get behind you, there are laws. You can break your gun down and not get in trouble.
Right.
There are laws. Yep. Mm. Facts.
So I'm going to ask the question. So should everybody have gun education? Or...
That's a good
You
one.
Know, because you never really answer me. You just keep defending the people who got the gun. What about those who don't have a lifestyle like that? Should they learn guns? Should they purchase a gun in America today with the Second Amendment?
It's up to, because we have the right to bear arms. It's not like everybody got bear arms.
Is it the second one?
Yeah. The Second Amendment is we have that right as citizens of this world.
Right? Okay.
And I do. And I probably will be offensive to the gun situation.
No, that's not offensive. You're just taking me wrong. Yes, I just asked it. That's how the world is. We give an opinion.
I was going to make a point. I wasn't speaking about you.
Okay, good.
Because I will get offensive because I had to carry the gun. But it should have been, and it should be, I guess it's a set of something, man. I don't know. If anybody can help us out with this tough situation here, like owning a gun, it should come with stimulations, like, a felon can't own a strap, but he can have one.
Right.
Like, what's the difference of having one and owning one? Oh, you got a gun, it ain't even in your name. What? Nah, here go where the problems start. It's like receiving stolen property. You go to jail, I come steal this Precision's audio box,
mm-hmm.
and I sell it to somebody. Somebody get caught with this audio box, they going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they bought it from me?
Because it was reported stolen?
It was reported stolen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I need some clarification. It's laws and they're set up. Don't
like anybody out there that can help the conversation. Hit us up, 515-602-9667. Yeah, so that's my goons part. That's where I was going with that. Again, addressing the violence
that was deep.
That we see between the youth. You know, we have lost many people on that other side of that gun. And it's going on still today. And you said even that you as a child had to deal with it. And so I'm looking at the comparison between black and white families and how white people, I hate to have to use that term, but white people, they learn gun play
Fair.
At a young age, but they learn it as a sport and as a hunting. And it's introduced to them as a tool in this, just like baseball is for baseball bats, football, basketball, for, you know what I mean? And guns are for hunting and for sports,
okay.
Shooting down the
duck.
What's that? They throw up
the discus.
Yeah, they throw up the discus and stuff. And that's a family game to, you know, play late evening after dinner. But we are introduced to guns as protection. Somebody got mad at us, our older uncle has guns, my aunt's boyfriend had a gun, and you find the gun here, and you know, I got a story too, but I ain't even going to do my son like that right now, but yeah, I think we got a caller calling in. Let's see what this is about.
We thank you for calling in to the reset. We appreciate all your opinion, your views. I know sometimes our subjects can be a little touchy. But what you got for us? Help us out this evening.
Well, first off, I want to thank you all for offering the opportunity for me to speak on your show today. My name is Michael Crowder, and I am the founder and owner of a firearms company called Vital Tactical Solutions. I listen to your show all the time, and today you are speaking about a topic that is very close to my heart because I'm very passionate about it, and it is with gun ownership.
Okay. Gun ownership. So what's your take on that? Do you own a company or?
Yes. So Vital Tactical Solutions is a company that has basically three legs that we service the community. First and foremost, we have a full training academy. And the reason that I'm calling in now is because I heard both of you speaking about the lack of education from our people and just the misinterpretations and the misrepresentations we have when it comes to gun ownership, gun management, and gun safety. So the premise or the foundational principle behind what we do is we offer a full training academy to bridge that gap for our people, for anybody who is not well-versed on gun laws, on gun concealment, carry, whatever situation that they may be presented with. So we offer a full range of courses that range from NRA sanctioned courses all the way down to home protection courses, and everywhere in between with gun familiarization, where we have an introductory course where we can actually teach you the nomenclature of firearms, when to use it, how to use it, the mindset behind gun ownership and management, the full range of safety. And then beyond that, we can go a little bit further for advanced training, both of which including going to the range, but just the skill set is a little bit more advanced for our advanced courses. But the reason that I'm calling in now is because I heard specifically you were mentioning there being a need for education to bridge the gap. And what my company is trying to do now is to form a platform or to form a partnership with a platform that can reach as many ears as possible to launch our free educational content. So with this, we have a vast array of topics that we want to cover, and we want to be able to do that through a platform to reach as many people as possible to deal with the very taboo, we'll call them, subjects that we're just not privy to the information, such as deadly force. What is self-defense? What is the full legal process for buying a firearm, concealed carry licensing, reciprocating states for concealed carry license? And I know that's just four or five different topics of a 25-topic series that
Mr. Carl,
basically accumulated.
Hold up.
Yes, sir.
Hold up.
Yes, sir.
I liked it that. I liked it that. You talked about class on concealment?
Yes, yes. So the court, that part there, that's free information. So the topic that I'm speaking about right now, or if that's information that anybody can find, but you just have to know where to go and look for it in order to find the most accurate and relative information that's accurate, you know, in the street right now. So that's information that I heard the comment earlier about the other side of that fence, as I will call it. They've been privy to that information.
Right.
They've been shooting and hunting since they've been 3, 2, 4 years old. But on our side of the fence, when we're kids, guns are a total taboo. Don't mess with no weapon. Don't you touch that gun. And it's always a taboo, as opposed to embracing that and giving the child the information along with that tabooness or the danger behind it. So then that child is a little bit more aware of it. Because we all know, being education is my former career, but knowing how inquisitive a child's mind is, if you tell them, you better not touch this, don't touch it, don't go near it, don't mess with it, that's going to make that just
do.
Like the Holy Grail to them.
Yep.
Right.
First thing they're going to do.
Right, that's right. So imagine something being taboo and then you're getting your hands on it. And I think that's the kind of energy that's behind it. And that also aids in the intimidation and some of the stereotypes that are put on the young black male as he tries to just walk up the street or tries to live a normal American life where he deserves to protect his home too. But no, if he has a gun, it's going to be different. But if we start to put these educational pieces into order, that also helps with accountability. So I just want to ask you, and what you say your name was again?
Michael Crowder.
Okay, Michael. So if I wanted to purchase a gun, what are the legal steps that I would do first? Now, let me tell you what I think, and you just tell me if I'm right. I would go to a pawn shop. I would go to a pawn shop, look for me a gun. Is that what I should do, or what would you – help me out. Help me out.
So being a man that has a FFL license, so within Vital Tactical Solutions, our second leg is we actually sell firearms, accessories, and ammunition. So I am never going to tell anybody that they should go and purchase a used weapon, especially if the purpose of it is for home protection or self-protection. I say that for a vast array of reasons, things that we go into in our content series. But, for example, people may not know when you're loading a firearm, if you are using your regular fingers without gloves or without some sort of protected between your fingertips and that ammunition, the oils from your natural skin can start to corrode that ammunition. You load it in that firearm, it stays in there for X amount of time, some longer than others. You have to end up using that firearm. It explodes. So then it's not serving the purpose that it was meant to serve to start with. So those are things that people need to learn about, and those are the things that we try to push the most through our educational series.
Wow, I did not know that. And I also didn't see, so when I go in a pawn shop, they don't, well, this might be a question for the pawn shop, but I thought there was some new ones in there. So, okay, so there's that illusion. When I say pawn shop, I'm actually going to look at used ones. So I see the gun shows and that to come into our town. When I lived in Ohio, the gun shows were really big. And
yes.
So do I need a license
and the
before
reason,
purchasing? Or do I purchase
you
and then
do
get
not
a license?
Need a, yeah, so you have two different ways that you can legally own a firearm. So depending on what state, and I heard you speak earlier about Georgia and Ohio specifically. Now, I am not well-versed on Ohio current gun law. But in Georgia, you do not have to have a license, a gun license, to carry or to own a firearm, I'm sorry. So you can have or own a firearm. You can walk into any gun store. You'll fill out what they call the Form 4473, and that is the documentation that puts your name in the federal database. With that, you do a background check. They clear your name, and, most of the time they're able to do it while you're standing there with them. But from there, once they're cleared to sell you the firearm, they can do that. Now, that's where the law comes into play, because if you do not have a license for that firearm, you cannot conceal that and carry it on you. Now, when we talk about concealment, you were speaking earlier about it just being out in the open in a holster on your hip. That's
right.
Called open carry versus concealed carry is when you can't see the firearm on you. The concealed carry license is the documentation that gives you the right and the ability to conceal carry. If you do not have that
license. And
that's
like your purse, too.
Yes.
If you're female,
yes.
Like your purse,
yes, your purse,
any hidden places.
Anywhere that you cannot visibly see the firearm if you are looking at the individual. So that's basically how they identify that. And, and in some cases, even if you open carry and you're out, there are a lot of places who can deny you access to their venues because they have policies on private property as well. So I always tell everybody that you need to work on getting the concealed carry license, because that is going to do, first and foremost, protect you if there is anything, that is to happen legally with you possessing a firearm. Secondly, you mentioned about buying used weapons or buying it from somebody else. When you purchase a weapon, you have to do that same Form 4473 to get that weapon registered to you. If you sell a gun to somebody or if you buy a weapon from someone and then something happens, the ATF or the federal government or the police department runs the serial number on that weapon, the person who that weapon is registered to will be the one held accountable.
Wow. So I definitely knew that stuff, but I'm just asking those good general questions, trying to think of the mind of my slappers out there listening. If you have a question for Mike, our new caller, or for Random Remix on the goons and their open carrying or concealed, hit us up at 515-602-9667. And so, all right, so in Georgia, the laws are that you could carry your gun, but it has to be out, right? Without any documentation.
The tricky part to all of that is I know in the past I've had a few discussions with some law enforcement officers. My father actually is a retired law enforcement officer. My brother is currently a law officer here in the Metro Atlanta area. And even in talks with them, if you are to open carry your firearm, you do raise the concern of the people that are around you. That is one of the main reasons I encourage people, if you're going to carry a firearm, you need to have it concealed, because the moment people see a firearm, that raises the tension in that situation, whether you're walking through Walmart or going to the gas station. As soon, even me being a well-trained firearm owner, as soon as I see a person with it, I automatically raise my alert level, just because to me, they're carrying that weapon out in the open, especially if they're not a law enforcement officer, for an intimidative tactic. And you and I both know the type of people that you're going to see out in public who's carrying a weapon in the open.
Right.
And that brings me back to my
original opening conversation. How now, when I see that, how I'm supposed to feel, you know, I said, do we need to match this up? But instead, I'm thinking too now about police officers. Is it better that I don't think it's safe for you to be to have it concealed when you're coming in confrontation with them? If it's out, I think it's still kind of scary knowing what we know that goes on today, because, okay, they're already intimidated. Officers are saying they're scared or they were defending themselves. But if you have it out, you already know I have. But if it's concealed and you don't, and you have to ask me, and then I got to get it out, that's still all really dangerous. Is that the right word? Because I'm trying to, you know, see it in a better way.
I fully understand.
I say dangerous.
Yeah, and exactly. So it all boils down to danger. One of the things that I always encourage people to do is, if you do, of course, legally own your firearm, you have your concealed license, any kind of interaction happens with the police, I personally practice just being forthcoming and transparent with them to let them know that, yes, I am a firearms carrier. I have one on me. I do have my concealed license. And just to let them know, to give them that transparency. And I will tell you, out of every situation that I've ever encountered a police officer in this capacity specifically, I've never had an issue with them after, as soon as they walk up to the car. And I'm talking about people who, those police officers who act like bullies, or the ones who want to be jerks to you or intimidative. If you are communicative with them and you're forthcoming and saying, hey, before we start, I'm going to tell you right now. And then you let them know the facts, that de-escalates any kind of tension first and foremost, just because you're showing them you're being transparent. You have nothing to hide, so why try to hide it?
Right. That's cool.
Man.
That's true. So we're dealing with that. So we appreciate your call. Can you do me a favor? Send me some information about your classes, so we can share it on all our social media platforms. That's what we're going to do. And, again, when we do our panel in June, we're going to call you back on our panel and, you know, talk some more about, is the American dream a nightmare? So let me ask you in a few statements, is the American dream a nightmare?
Man, okay. So I've been listening to all of these episodes. I think that dreams are specific to an individual. I believe that the American dream is a dream that was thought of by somebody who did not have us in mind. So with that, a dream is being imposed upon us that was never meant for us to start with.
Wow.
Right. Good answer. I said right, but not right, like corrected you or, you know, but we appreciate your opinion on that. And we appreciate your call, Mike. Remix, you got any questions for Mike after we release him out of the ship?
I just need to get down. I can't. It's a lot of stuff I want to say. I can't say it on the air. We're going to have to continue this, bro. I need that. I need all that info. Like, man, not like, oh, I'm finna help everybody, but I got a group of people right now need to know this information. They don't know how to break down their gun. Like, do you got classes, like, do you get in depth like that, bro?
Absolutely. So when we speak of specifically the topic of firearm nomenclature, we talk about the different types of ammunition, the different loads of them. We talk about the different calibers of firearms. the different sizes of those firearms. We even have those firearms available for people to shoot once we go to the range. So we have that availability for people to try.
And so you also teach them the damages that these normal cars, like, do you teach them the damages too? No, seriously, that each of these different size bullets can do?
So we talk about the safety and the dangers of everything as the first half of the classroom portion. So before we even get into where you're touching that firearm, we're talking about past experiences, whether it's something that we've documented, something that we've dealt with, and we talk about all of the dangers before we even get to touching the firearm. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay. Send us that information so we can continue this conversation, and we appreciate your call.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor.
All right. Good night. And
very informative.
Wow, I didn't.
Michael, he comes through clutch. He got the information we need about the laws. He even got classes gonna make sure you aware to all the rules and the specs. He gonna let you learn about all the ammunition, the different. Gonna go to the rank.
Wow. Brother. So I'm looking forward to that. And that's in the Georgia area.
Sign me up, Mike.
Because I did hear him say Georgia or Ohio. I don't know. But we're going to check. We're going to definitely get back with Mike. We got that number. When you call in, we do see the phone number. And that's how we conduct our contest every last Wednesday of the month. If you call in and answer the 50 questions, you got a chance to get the Cash App slap. But hey, the 50 questions are not difficult or hard. I think people think like, oh, you got to get them right to get the money. No, they just your answers. There's no right or wrong answer. What you must do is call in, my friend, and talk with me in Remix for a minute so you can get that Cash App slap, because what we're doing is giving back to the community.
Now, you said ain't no right or wrong answer. Now, we here on The Reset. We ain't got the answers, Craig, but we do know that with groupthink, anything can be done.
And that's true. Like, and I got a clip. Go ahead. I wanted to play a clip, you know, and see what you think about it.
Yeah, play the clip.
Let's see if it...
We're entering the age of AI. We're going to have self-driving cars and trucks in 5 to 10 years. 30% of malls are going to close in the next 4 years, thanks to Amazon. 2.5 million call center workers in the U.S. are going to get replaced by AI. There was a study in The Guardian that said the median African-American household net worth is going to be zero by 2053, like in 34 years. You guys see that study?
No.
Well, yeah, you should look it up. And so why are they forecasting that African-American net worth is going to go to zero? It's because of this economic tidal wave that is coming. This economic tidal wave is going to wipe out many working class jobs. And it's going to be the equivalent of a natural disaster. And we know what happens in a natural disaster. Who suffers? Poor people who don't have the resources, people of color. And the same thing is going to happen in this. So that's why I'm running for president. I can see the tidal wave coming very, very clearly.
How do you want? And so that's a clip from The Breakfast Club. And it's Andrew Yang. And he is a presidential candidate. And he was just giving us some statistics from The Guardian. And did you guys hear that this country
that's messed up
predicts that the African-American median will be zero?
That's messed up, man.
By 2025. Can somebody wrap their mind around
like
that?
Where do they even get them stats at? Where is that at so I can go look that up myself?
Where do they think we going from here that our median will be at zero? Now, one thing I thought, I said, oh, because we're going to all come to our senses, unify and have our own money. And then, of course, we'd be zero on their median because we're doing our own thing. But that's like the American dream, right? Yeah, that's like a nightmare or a fantasy, in fact, that would never come true. So, yeah, I want to fly out of here. I want to stay what I was saying. What you think about that? Zero, saying we won't make no money.
He wrong, man. That is just flat out wrong.
The Guardian.
It's flat out wrong.
And it was just predicting, you know, all these jobs being lost and all this AI taking over, artificial intelligence.
They said by 2015?
2025.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that didn't happen then. It didn't happen in 1999 when they said the world was going to end. It didn't happen then in 2012 when they said the world was going to end. And it ain't some show finna happen in 2025 when they say that the black Americans' median will be zero.
Right.
I'm here going to sell the sauce.
Right.
Come on, man.
And did you hear how he asked all of them, did they hear about it? And they all was like,
no. Because it ain't real.
I was like, oh, man.
What's his name?
Andrew Yang.
And he running for president?
Well, yes. And he's using those statistics in his favor. So don't attack him. He's just trying to show
where
you. Because, look, he's one of the people talking about, all, you know, presidents saying that every American should get money every month. You know, they're part of that program. Remember we were talking about the other city in California, Stockton, that they're giving, they're doing an experiment. They're giving families money monthly to see if it changes. Everybody starts on a clean board.
I feel like Dookie,
nobody's suffering for the simplest thing.
Dookie once said, why wait in line to get the cheese when you can go get the cheese yourself and have more cheese than you could have got from standing in the line?
Why do it? Why do it?
Why even stand in the line and get the cheese? You can go get your own cheese plus some by going to do your thing from the time they done stood in the line. The line's still long. You done made cheese plus some.
So let's call one of our favorite hip-hop culture specialists, Don Dada, and let's talk to him about money since we're talking about cheese.
What did the doggy coin thing did?
Yeah, the Doge coin.
He done messed it up. I went on Saturday Night Live.
We want to know about the Doge coin.
And the coin said bloop.
Yep. So they say a lot of people was making money, you know, really, you know, off of this Bitcoin. It's a digital coin that isn't real yet. It's not even real.
Hello.
Hello. Can we speak to Don Dada?
Oh, you're speaking to Don Dada. How you doing, people?
How you doing? This is Random Remix from The Reset, and we was calling you. You know, we wanted to talk to you about the Dogecoin. Now, am I saying that right? Dogecoin?
Yeah, it's pronounced Dogecoin, but people call it Doggy Coin.
Right, because I
call
see that
what
dog
you want.
Face. Right, do you, well, let me ask, do you know what that dog face is all about? Is there a story behind that or not?
It started off with it had to do with something saving those dogs, like, for some reason, they wanted to save them. So they started this website or something for the Shiba Inu dogs, to save the dogs or something like that. That's how it originally started. All right,
so just tell us. So we saw on social media, you had, you know, you were swinging, ducking, you know, on the apps with the Dogecoin movement. Did you make some
right.
action questions? You could say pass or whatever, but did you make some money off of that you've taken out of there that you got, or were you just playing around with it? How did it go for you?
I definitely made money off of Dogecoin.
Can you describe
it? But I played it. Yeah, I put about 200 down, and then I played with it because I started off, when I first bought it, I bought it at 2 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought it before everybody was even thinking about Dogecoin, you know, because when I went to the Dogecoin's app and read their Dogecoin.com app, I thought it was a good idea, the concept behind Dogecoin.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought it at 2 cents. So when it jumped up in them 50s and 70s, I was so low that no matter how low it dipped, I was always in the green. I was always making money.
Okay.
So when I finally sold it, after Elon Musk stunt on Saturday Night Live,
right,
you know, that's when I decided to sell it all, and then you know, just put my money in places that I know is going to maintain and go up, and not just be on some meme scam type currency.
Right. So how's it going now today?
Today, I bought it low. Everything's sinking right now. The markets are all sinking. They think inflation is about to go up. So because of that, everything's kind of sinking right now.
Yeah, it's something to do probably a little bit with that gasoline. Gasoline, something maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, Dada, we appreciate it. I just want people, you know, we have laymen. We got people who are not, you know, able to even learn about the stocks and stuff and the apps that are out, Robinhood and all the different ones. And so we're going to be calling you, you as a hip-hop culture specialist. And I just wanted them to give a real-life voice, knowing you real and that this is really happening. and that is something that they need to learn.
Right,
and get
right.
So we can't let him go, though.
Okay, Remix.
We can't let him go. My name Remix Don Dot. I got a question for you. It's left field, though, homie. Look, with the pandemic
okay.
coming to a close, the pandemic coming to a close, right? Should we
yes.
go back
yes,
to
sir.
Work? Answer that for me. Should we, as American citizens, go back to work?
As American citizens?
Mm.
That's a tough question.
I like your. I
somebody's
like
got somebody. Somebody's got to work.
Somebody got to work.
So I would take that as yes.
I would say this. Do them all.
The Don Dada has spoken.
Do them all.
And do them all.
We appreciate you picking up. Make sure you pick up next time, Don Dada. We appreciate you.
Because there's one thing I want to get off, though. Seven,
okay.
You know, it's like seven things that millionaires, you know, think about. Or have or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm about to give it to you right now. Hold on.
Okay. Take your time.
He said, "Do it all."
Right. Seven things millionaires think about
go
or
do.
Go
back to work. Still slang my sauce. Do the tent thing up in Nashville. Sell my sauce up there.
Yeah.
I got the sauce bumping in Tennessee. I'm about to get it fluctuating in Cartersville. The sauce, the tent. All that, do it all. And I'm going to get me a management gig.
And we're going to do Uber Air. We're going to fly some jets.
Yeah, do it all.
Right. I can't even find it right now, but.
Okay, guess what?
I can't even find it right now, but the main thing it is, though, it's a job is still, you got to have a little jobby job.
Okay.
Yeah. Use the job to fund your independence. Everybody's trying to get financially free. That's the goal of life. If you want true freedom, it's to be financially free in this system that we live in. Because we're in this monetary system and this country is capitalist, and we're in a capitalist country, then we got to use the money as a tool and get financially free. That way, that's true freedom in our world.
Right, right. All right, we got you. We got you. So we're going to get that seven things for a millionaire to think about or do. We're going to do that on the next 6:30 p.m. Hit you up, Don Dada. See what you're doing. Peace.
For sure.
This is the show that never ends. It's it goes on my friends. And we started talking, not knowing what it was. Not only did we do it good, we started us about this. Is this. My fault, y'all.
Okay.
This is the show that never ends, y'all. The conversation is ongoing.
Join in.
Man.
Tell a friend. Share this link. You can follow us, too, on YouTube, Rain and Remix. They have compiled all of our videos into one platform. It's coming together. YouTube, thank you so much. I mean, one thing that we will be able to do one day when somebody asks us questions is tell how these platforms have changed. But there are many great deeds that this technology has done,
okay.
Like when Ustream took all our videos and moved it over to YouTube.
That was awesome.
And so you'll see all our interviews from 10 years ago to now. And it's awesome. And we appreciate that we didn't have to do nothing.
Okay.
They did it. And so sometimes this technology does work. Shouts out to Mike from BTS. Shouts out to the hip hop culture specialist, Don Dada. He all about that dollar bill, y'all. And it's the one thing I want to say, if you made it this far, man, You don't know. You're on to something.
Okay.
You're on to that new. And so I want to say this conversation is going to go on and on, and it's going to be a lot of new opportunities and things you don't want to miss coming through Rain and Remix and Friends. The Reset 2021.
This is the show that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on. My friend.
All right, y'all. Peace. We love you. Thank you for your support. All right. You know what it is. Our theme song.
See y'all next week.
Keep your head up, never let up, never let them get you fed up. You just step up, get your rep up, get your cash up, get your check up. The whole system's set up, it's time we really get up. We've been about this revolution from the time we met up. Take it back, I got my fist up, Malcolm X in 88. But revolution only works for those that will participate. You are great, they are fake, yo, it's time to demonstrate. Higher level mental states, conscious people congregate. Show the love, not the hate, this is basic, no debate. But these people are debating and they hating, they should wait. It was bickering amongst ourselves that got us in this state. Yeah, the truth is inconvenient, but the truth is never late. You can't see what they think, doing how they thinking, how they moving. You can't
making claims none are proven. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. We can see who is the enemy. Sovereignty's the remedy.